Best, every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Well, I'm glad I got that off my chest.
Wowza, lots of questions there.
Stopping homeowners from being taken advantage of was one of the biggest reasons I ever started this radio show. And one of the areas they're taking advantage of more often than not is with solar power. So if you missed the last hour and you've got a question about solar energy at your home, you've got to get on the website and listen to the podcast. We had our Rosie certified solar experts in here trying to clear the muddy water of that topic and that industry. I am not against solar power. I am just against most of the solar power contractors in the state and the disreputable way they do business. So if you're looking for solar, make sure you're looking at a Rosie certified solar installer and contractor. We're here this hour is an open hour where you can call in 1-888-767-4348 and ask us any question. Now that we're off the solar topic, we'll go to any question you'd like to visit about. 1-888-767-4348. It's one of the things we do to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. Show up every Saturday morning to answer you, the Arizona homeowner's question about your house, home, castle, or cabin. Hey, Romy, did you see the big media publication of 2024 Ranking Arizona magazine that rolled out here off the press?
What you got?
Rosie on the House. Again, the number one contractor referral network in the entire state. There isn't a nationally named referral network on the entire page, not in the top 10.
How many agains is that?
So, I think this is 15 or 16 years in a row. We are the number one contractor referral directory in the state of Arizona. So, tickled to death that there isn't a national referral directory. It's in the top 10. I hope that says something to people on where they need to go for trustworthy candidates. And I was surprised, if you look through this book, how many Rosie partners are in there. Kowalski Construction, Blue Sky Pest Control, the Arizona Paint Company. So it's the best of the best. Thank you, Big Media, for keeping track of all those homeowner votes that are tallied to determine who's the best by homeowner votes.
I'd like to give out a special award.
A special
award to one of our guys, Buyer Appliance. They stepped in this week. There was a lady who was left stranded by another company, and she was without a washing machine for a week. So I called them. They were out there that afternoon, and the parts have been ordered, and we will soon be back in business. But I just was so thankful how they went to bat, and I was able to, you call, you get a real person, you're able to call back, ask for that same person. So, Buyer Appliance, great guys.
Above and beyond this week in their performance, a real backslap and tip of the hat to Buyer Appliance.
And they primarily, you call them, they come out, but they do have a little showroom at their office as well. If you need replacement, they have new, and then they have like used, but are still, rebuilt and in great shape. I've gotten our washer and our dishwasher and our washing machine.
And don't they have parts as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, when you call, there's an option to order parts. So they got it all.
Yeah.
They are really, really valley-wide. They go everything but Wickenburg, I think. So,
which isn't really considered part
the
of
valley.
The valley.
Yeah, I know.
At this point
that's
in time.
It's a long leg in between. Yeah.
It'll grow together eventually, and sadly enough.
That's on the other side of the river.
WAM's coming up, the Arizona Water Awareness Month. We were talking about solar, and obviously, one of the big reasons for going solar is to save on your cost of electricity. But something I don't think is covered enough is water savings is electrical savings and vice versa, because of the amount of water it takes to generate the electricity. And not necessarily as directly with solar. Sure, there's a lot in the mining process that requires water, and the manufacturing process and the electricity to build the panels, that takes a lot of water. But once it's done, solar panels themselves aren't you know, using that solar generation. You're not consuming water at that point when it's done. But, you know, when we're talking, you know, the biggest, it's really funny. The biggest user of electricity in Arizona is also the biggest water supplier to the state of Arizona. So, I mean, the two are so interconnected.
How much electricity does it take to drive 6 10,000 horsepower turbines?
No, it's 66,000.
66,000. How much electricity does it take? And what's that hill climb? 300 feet?
I think it's a little more than
that. That's a lot of juice, man.
I don't remember the exact numbers, but I do know it's more than the city of Lake Havasu uses at the same time.
The Wilmer pumping station, baby.
So the water, Arizona Water Awareness Month is coming up in April, and the Arizona Department of Water Resources is having an event at the Wesley Bolin Plaza 10 to 2 on Saturday, April 6th. And we're going to have one of their, hopefully get a representative there in next week to talk a little bit more about everything that's going on, what customers can learn, and you know how that can apply to your life and your community, and you know, operating and managing our water as responsibly as we can.
I was in conversation with someone today about the growth of Arizona and how can we continue growing with the water shortage we're in. And I remind people all the time, you know what? You can talk about water shortage if you're in Nevada, Colorado, Utah, New Mexico, California. But Arizona is as good a place for water as any other state in the Southwest. So kudos to the forefathers that had the foresight to do the planning and the work that they did to ensure we've got that. Now, since we were talking about that we're number one in the Contractor Referral Network for 15, 16 years in a row, we've been doing this radio show for about 36, 37 years. And from the first day, from the very first broadcast, I never wanted to be the expert. I wasn't smart enough to be the expert, but I wanted to be the collector of information. And a big part of doing this show is after we cover a topic, many times friends and associates and peers in the industry will call and they'll want to talk a little bit more about a topic. And we were stumped about a month ago on air. And it's a listener who is going through a buzzing, humming sound in his house. He can hear it at night when things are quiet. He has everything in the house turned off. The sprinkler system, the electric panel, the plumbing, and he still hears it. He's resorted to taking a stethoscope to the walls of the house to try and track it down, and we have not been able to troubleshoot this man's buzzing at his home. So for that purpose, I'd like to reach out to you Arizona homeowners, to all you experts that are listening to the program this morning, and give us some ideas on how we might be able to solve this poor man's dilemma. A buzzing, humming at night in the house with everything turned off.
We had one like that, and it turned out to be something with the water softener. Recirculating.
I will note that. We did have Blue Sky Pest Control call and say, well, it could be a hive in the wall. So that was one option, but we've offset that. So, again, I'm just reaching out for all of you experts or anyone that may have experienced this in your own home. We'd love to hear possibly what you did to troubleshoot it and solve the dilemma. The buzzing and humming at night with everything turned off. Well, we're passing around some congratulations here today. Congratulations to ourselves for again being Arizona's number one contract referral directory. Congratulations to Buyer Appliance, Rosie Certified Appliance Repair Company that has gone above and beyond the past couple weeks, and we really appreciate their service. And Arizona Central just recently awarded 8 of the best hamburger joints in the valley. And how could the Chuck Box not be on there? And it is.
Okay.
Since 1972, I think probably one of the best hamburgers in all of town. I was really sorry when I lost the one they had out in our neighborhood. But the one...
Yeah, you got to go all the way down to Tempe now.
Now we got to go all the way down to Tempe. Romy, the one you like didn't make the list. And you've got your own table there.
Wild Horse West?
I still walk in and they say, do you want to sit at Romy's table?
I think he's talking about Happy Burger.
Oh!
Since we moved to our office, Romy, they may have forgotten him by now. I don't know. But my mom still has a table.
Yeah. Yeah, they know your grandmother by voice. Oh, is this Carol? Yeah, we know. Extra pickles and mustard. We know. But 8 great hamburgers. And I cut this out, and I'm going to save it, because as I drive around, I'm going to start testing these out. But the Wild Horse West. Wild Horse West is a good burger.
Yeah.
That's a good burger out of Lake Pleasant. So anyway, passing out awards all the way around the room there. Scottsdale was awarded the top 10 happiest cities in the world.
Are we number one?
No, we're number 10.
Oh.
San Francisco, California made it ahead of us.
Okay.
I think that's the end of the article right there.
Who took the poll?
It's Arizona Central. Fremont, California ended up being the happiest city in the United States. And the second place was Overland Park, Kansas. And Scottsdale came in as number 10.
I would think it would align with Days of Sunshine, in which case we would be like number one.
And well, Overland Park is actually Kansas City.
Is it?
Yeah. It's next to Kansas City.
And how about Madison, Wisconsin finished ahead of Scottsdale? I've only been to Madison once, and it was on Halloween, and that was the craziest city I've ever seen in my life. It made Mardi Gras in New Orleans look like Mayberry.
Well, maybe that's why they're so happy.
I couldn't believe what was going on in the streets of Madison, Wisconsin that night. I went back to the room. I just checked in and said, yeah, I think it's safer here. Hey, we talked about some of my apps that are exploding and giving us news. I don't have a hiking app or a neighborhood app that isn't talking right now about the rattlesnakes.
Watch where you sit. Watch where you step.
They are out in all their glory right now. I'm seeing pictures of them in garages, on driveways, in streets, on hiking trails. So just right now, be extra careful where you set your foot. And take one of your earbuds out so you can hear the rattle just before he strikes.
They've been hibernating. Get a little bit of sun out on the warm rock, come out to eat.
Mm-hmm. Waking up.
They're all going to be out. We actually, it was back in February. It's been a month already. But when we went to the Florence Rodeo Ground the day before the cruise, getting ready for everything, I found 2 different rattlesnakes on the rodeo grounds. And that was a month ago.
Woo!
They like our oleanders, but our landscaper doesn't like going back there.
There's one little spot on our lot that they seem to like, and we tip him heavy when he goes into that area to tackle a particular project.
I've seen them on Piestewa Peak. They've just stretched out, getting sun.
Nice,
you walk right
warm
by them, and they're like, "Hi, snake." And they're "Yeah, whatever."
You can reach us with any question you might have at 1-888-767-4348. Jennifer's been fielding a lot of calls right now. We took a call with someone that lived down in Rio Rico, Arizona, and they wanted to know, how can we soundproof a room? Soundproofing a room is a tall, tall order. We can sound deaden a room. We do that here in the studio with special glass, special wall panels, special techniques on how the room is ventilated with air conditioning and return air. But to soundproof a room in your home is a lot of work. Sound moves through materials through wavelengths. And every time that sound wavelengths hits a separate material, It has to change its characteristic. It has to change its pattern. And the only way you're going to kill that is rob it of its energy by asking it to change over and over and over again. So you've actually got to ask that sound to move through layers of dissimilar materials. You can't just put up a 10-inch foam wall and consider it soundproof. It won't be. You will still get the vibration and the hum of whatever sound it is transferring through that foam. It's got to be a layer of foam, a rigid plywood, and things of different density. You've got to ask that wavelength to change over and over and over again. And every time it does, you're robbing it of energy. But what do you do with the electrical receptacles that are holes inside those walls? Makes it tough. How are you going to ask it to not go around the outside edges of the junction box through the wall, miss two of those layers, you know, and then you may have another junction box in that same stud cavity on the other side of the wall. So it's being shortcut on two different degrees. And then you've got the doors. And then you've got the air conditioning vents and ventilation. So I'm not saying you can't soundproof a room, but it is a tall, tall order. We can sound deaden a room, but soundproofing. And if it's a bedroom, it has to have access or egress to the outside, and that complicates the soundproofing by a magnitude of 100. Because once now you've penetrated an outside wall with an opening that big of a door of a window, you're soundproofing that room has become nigh unto impossible.
Do you know what the reason is they want it?
Well, this was actually a medical condition. They've got got extreme sensitivity. So I think, and I'm not familiar with the particular issue, but I think there is technology, and we'll reach out to them with tips on how they can greatly deaden the room. But soundproofing a room.
And it probably wouldn't work for this homeowner if it's a medical thing. But a lot of times, the fastest, cheapest, the easiest way is to mask it. You know, get a little
white noise
stand-alone waterfall fountain feature built for the indoors, and having that the sound of water masking whatever sound it is you're trying to not hear.
Yeah, there's lots of little
traffic
machines
or
now.
Dogs or neighbors.
I have to say, just putting that foam in our block walls and in the head of our bedroom, that's huge. Our bedroom is so much quieter than the rest of the house just since doing that, and we do have the door. But like you said, it's not that level. But just to not discourage people who may want to find a little quieter existence in their home, there are things you can do to make it keep the noise out.
The biggest noise violator in our master bedroom is the fireplace. The noise that comes down that flue. that's the noisiest thing in our bedroom is the fireplace. The birds sitting up there, the trucks driving by, the construction project going on next door. It all comes down to the fireplace flue. We're going to talk about do-it-yourself plumbing repairs in the next segment. Y'all stay tuned. We'll give you some tips and tricks of the trade on how you can tackle some plumbing repairs around the house yourself. Rosie on the house. Here to answer any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. Don't hesitate to ring. We've got several phone calls coming in. Apparently, some people just don't want to go on air.
Well, some people apparently want some St. Patty's music, too. Gary got a text today. He's like, Gary, where's the
St. Patrick
music?
Yeah. Yes.
So there you go.
Okay. Good shot. Good call. So you've been on the phone. What did everybody want to talk about?
Well, you guys had an email from someone with a noise.
Yes,
right?
The buzzing, humming.
Right.
At night.
And so had a couple
suggestions.
Noises bother everybody, right? I've got two people right now, one in Tucson and one in Phoenix, who have that horrible loud popping rafter kind of thing going on, and that people get disturbed, like, how can we fix that? And so then this guy has a buzzing noise, and one person said it was their cam lights, they found out. So the people who are responding on trying to guess what the sound is. And then another guy said...
The recess cam lights,
And then Michael said that at the back of his fridge, the coil had come loose and was leaning against the wall.
Okay.
And sending a vibrating sound throughout the house.
Okay.
But one of our texters said, why don't you have him record it? And then we could put it on Facebook and everybody could...
There you go. There it is. Because he says he turns the electricity off to the house.
Yeah.
So it can't be the coil and it can't be the recess lights.
Do you remember that one we had over on... over by your mom's, kind of, where the sound just went on and people guessed and guessed for months. Romy, what did it end up being? Do you remember?
Well, I think that's the one that was the water softener regenerating, cleaning itself at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, it's kind of fun to guess, and it's a real relief for whoever his problem it is. So we'll work on that.
Thank you, listener, who called in to give us the idea of having him record it. Maybe if we could hear it, it might be the key to figuring it out. I talked about things we do to help you around your house, home, castle, or cabin. And one of the things we do is we send you an email newsletter every Thursday if you go to our website, rosieonthehouse.com, and become a Rosie Insider and subscribe to the newsletter. We will never distribute your email to anyone else. You will never be hit or slammed with unwanted emails because you shared your email with us. We protect it as if it were our own. But you will get a newsletter every single Thursday, and it will tell you what we're going to cover this week. And one of the things we're going to cover this week right now that I want to get to is how you can handle some of the plumbing issues in, about, and around your house. And I'll tell you the first thing you need to know about being a plumber is, and it's the reason I'm not a plumber, is you have to be a contortionist. You have to be able to squeeze yourself into places and reach things that just aren't made to be reached or touched. Jennifer recently had an experience with a superstar granddaughter.
Yeah, so I went to be with the grandkids last week when mom and dad got away. And they're a brand new house, and they were just talking about how they haven't had to do any kind of repairs, how great it was, and blah, blah, blah. And sure enough, they're gone 2 days, and the master toilet stops up, and it's running over. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I grabbed the plunger they had there, and it was just a little inexpensive one from, like, Target. It just collapsed, and it was nothing.
Nothing, huh?
So I put the kids in the car, and they're way out in the country, and they don't even know a plumber yet, you know. So I ran to the hardware store, and you know how many kinds of plungers there are?
There are a lot.
So I bought two, but the one we had fun with is called the Johnny Jolter. It looks like kind of a Nerf gun.
We had fun with?
Yes. Well, my granddaughter grabbed it from me, ran into the bathroom. Man, she went after it. I'll have to post a little video. It's cute. But it's an American-made product, Johnny Jolter. And you just stick it, you know, it's like a canister, and you stick it in the hole, and it's got a pump. So you're pumping it. And sure enough, cleared it up and never had another trouble.
There you go. So, little tips about doing plumbing yourself and how to deal with plumbing clogs is one of the things that we start talking about the different ways you can identify. And, you know, if there's a plug in one sink or one toilet, and, you know, as a matter of fact, one of the things we saw at the International Builder Show this year is a toilet that never backs up, that it has a secondary drain, that if the primary drain is plugged, it actually has a secondary drain around the rim that takes the water out and away. So the bowl can never overflow onto the floor.
Now, the design is got won an award, but they're not, of course, in production yet. So. But you have a question I can see you doubting.
Well, you know, it's backing up because it's not going out, and if it's... So there's something, you know, preventing it. There's pressure coming back. If we stop it at the toilet, I mean, plumbing's connected. Is it going to, like, start coming up out of the shower drain and out of the kid's sink and the vanity?
That's the point of identifying. If it's just the toilet plugged up right there because, you know, baby Angela flushed a stuffed doll down there, a stuffed dog or a stuffed toy, and it's right in the P-trap of the toilet, those can be pretty simple to solve. and the plunger type apparatus, and they have several different of them. CLR makes one that's actually gas operated with pressure. It can splash a little bit, and you have to kind of be careful, but it does get the job done. But if you've got a drain down line, you know, now you're talking about, you've got to get the snake out. You've got to get, you know, maybe get it dislodged. Are we running a snake 10 feet in, 20 feet in, 90 feet in, 100 feet in? All dilemmas. So in do-it-yourself clogged drains, I would tell you not to do yourself a drain that is plugged the entire house. If it's backing up into the showers and the bathtubs and the toilets, I would tell you call a plumber and have them get up there, and they'll run a power snake down the line. Once they do that, I would tell you if they charge extra for a camera, I'd pay the extra while they're there to go ahead and send a camera down there and see if they could determine if possibly there's some deterioration or some new root that has gotten into the line that's causing the problem, so they can then, again, take care of that while they're there. So clogging drains, let's decide if it's local or throughout the whole house, because it'll make a big difference as to whether you can tackle it or not.
And if you have somebody in the house with hair, you just need to own the snake.
Anybody with hair, especially long hair.
Yes.
Yes.
You just need to own a drain snake.
And one of the things we talk about is they make little, if you would think of a pipe cleaner made out of metal that's small, long, and narrow, that you would stick down your shower drains. It goes into the P-trap, and it pulls out gross amounts of soap residue hairballs.
And Romy,
you have to be of a certain mindset to know what you're fishing for when it comes out.
And have not eaten for the last 3 hours or plan to eat for the next 3 hours.
It would be hard to be a plumber, especially in someone else's house. But, Romy, have you ever tried those? It looks like a flower with a chain hanging down, and so you drop it into the, into the drain of the tub, and then it collects hair, but you just have to get in the habit of cleaning out. But I thought those were pretty nice. We found those at one of the hardware shows.
They are. One of the other things you can do for do-it-yourself, and the thing I like about this article that we've written, it actually has embedded some videos on YouTube where Rosie on Now staff people, Bruce in particular, is actually demonstrating video style some of the tips we're trying to give you. But if you look underneath any of your sinks, the water supply goes to a valve mounted on the back wall, and those are called angle stops. Well, it doesn't hurt for you to get in there if they're fairly new, if they're 10 years old or older, I wouldn't do this. But get in there and once a year, turn them off and turn them on. Now, if you reach in there with your hand and you can't turn it off because it's stuck, do not grab a pair of 14-inch channel locks and put your muscle grip on there and start trying to spin that knob. Do not do that. Just leave well enough alone and know that that's going to have to be replaced at some time in the future. But it can't be replaced without the water being turned off to your entire house. And when you replace those angle stops, get away from the old gate valve stop that are like dials that you have to spin and spin and spin and spin. Go to the new ball cock type now that you only rotate 45 or 90 degrees off and on. They're much more longer lasting. Make sure they're solid brass. And while you're at it and you're replacing the flexible line from that angle stop to the sink, replace that with a braided stainless steel flexible tube with brass nuts on both sides. You can go to the hardware store and you can find the braided stainless, but then they've got plastic nuts that screw on to the valve body of the faucet or to the angle stop. That doesn't accomplish anything in the way of protecting you from a potential leak. It must be brass, brass, brass.
That always cracked me up. You put all this time and effort to having the steel braided supply line, and then you put on plastic connectors. It's just like, can't figure that one out.
Yeah. So we call it exercising your angle stops. Get under there and give them a little workout.
Has it always been called an angle stop? Now, full disclosure, my grandfather and uncles had a HVAC plumbing company for years in Louisiana.
Yeah.
And my Uncle Tim would always say, no, it's just a shut-off valve. Just replace that. I'll show you. But I've never heard it called an angle stop.
It has been as long as I've been in the trades. We've always called it that. But it is a shut-off valve.
Okay.
It is that. So the other thing we'd like to talk about is, how about that plug sink? If you've identified the plug as just being at that sink, what's it like to climb underneath that sink and break that P-trap loose? How would you coach someone through that exercise? Spread a little mint-flavored mentholatum on your mustache and around your nose. You should be able to break the P-trap fitting loose with your hands, unless it is a very old stainless type. But you break those loose and have a good-sized bucket and just loosen both of the sides of the P-trap and let it just drop in the bucket, and it will take a certain amount of water with it. And then take that outside and get your garden hose and your sprayer in and just spray that P-trap out real good. But it comes back at you. So
wear a raincoat?
Yeah, well, hold it the other direction. And then when you put it back together, you really do just put it back together hand tight.
Yeah, and yeah, obviously you got to clear everything out from underneath the cabinet. Don't leave anything
there.
Yes, you do. Even if it's a big space and you think, well, I don't need to clear it. Yeah, no, you do. And you always start clearing, like, where's all the stuff? What is half the stuff that's under here anyway?
Especially the girl side.
What is all this stuff? Where did it come from and how long has it been here? The other thing we talk about in this newsletter this week is maintaining your water heater. And that's where the video link is embedded, kind of teaching you the different components of your water heater that you need to know about as a homeowner, because it's the most overlooked appliance in the entire house. And it needs some love, a care, and attention on a semi-regular basis to maintain the life of that water heater in a healthy environment. So all of that, do-it-yourself plumbing repairs, are embedded in this week's newsletter if you're a subscriber to the Rosie on the House email newsletter by going to rosieonthehouse.com, becoming an insider, and just hit subscribe. Like I was talking about earlier, it's not important to me to be considered an expert. I like to be considered the consolidator of information, where we build an encyclopedia of Arizona home ownership. And in this article of plumbing, do it yourself, we really have to reach out and thank one of our experts that helped us put that letter together, that article together.
Yeah, the guys over at Mason Pro Services helped us talk through the things that would help homeowners that they could take care of themselves.
Good for them as a plumbing company being willing to give their tips and tricks on things homeowners can do themselves.
Yeah, they figured it pay off in the end, I guess. Eventually you get to that point where you've got the, P-trap you can't get off or whatever. And they're great guys. They'll do it. Family owned, been in business for, 30, 40 years?
Been in business great long. Guys. Fairly new members to Rosie on the House, and happy to have them.
Plumbing, electricity.
Tickled to death. They waited a long time to get in.
Yeah.
Yeah, they about 6 years. So we, for quality control, have a limited amount of partners per trade that will allow to join the network. And so we were full in the category and had another company get acquired by a national company in there. I mean, immediately. I mean, it was like the next day.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Quality control just went. So had to remove that member from the network and went to the waiting list. Had a in the Mesa area. I think there was three people that were. So the waiting list, we look at it. When we go back to it, we look through all the credentials and then decide, okay, which ones are we going to invite? Because, you know, we're not going to invite somebody we know is not going to pass the application.
Make it through the vetting process.
So after we dialed it down, we came up with three realistic companies that we thought, okay, we could, they make it through the application. They've got the best chance to make it through the application and join. And so sent them all the invitation and the announcement. The opening, here's what happened. Would you like to move forward and see if you can complete the application? I mean, they jumped right on it. And
happy to have them.
Had a great mixer there with our partners end of last year. Really neat building. You know, it was an old charter school that they had gone out of business and they took over. So the gym is like where all their trucks and storage and their staging area for all their equipment is. It's pretty neat.
Well, we're doing our share of thanking people this particular day. Thank you, Mason Pro Services, for all y'all do plumbing, air conditioning in the Mesa area.
And electric.
We thanked Bayer Appliance for stepping up and really, really going the extra distance for several homeowners this week. And I'd like to thank those of you who have taken our invitation to help Rosie on the House build a Habitat for Humanity home. We took a pretty big jump this past week in donations as people are starting to file their income taxes. You can go to habitatcaz.org and simply click on their homepage and it'll give you an opportunity right there to donate. When you click on donate, it gives you an opportunity to designate your donation, and we are listed as one of the designated entities. Just click Rosie on the House and redirect your state tax credit that you're going to pay the state anyway. Take that money out of the hands of the state legislators and put it into the approved state tax credit dollar for dollar credit and redirect that tax liability into a contribution to Habitat for Humanity for the Rosie build. I want to thank you all who have done it so far. We are not fully funded. We need more of y'all to consider it and jump on board. Now with tax filing season sneaking up on you really quick, don't forget it doesn't cost you a dime and you'll be giving a family a hand up at Habitat for Humanity, habitatcaz.org. Click on donate, and under the designation, the gift amount and the designation, Rosie on the House. Thank you all for everyone who has done it so far, and thank you all for those of you who are considerate to wrap this up in the future.
If you have questions between now and next week about your home, castle, or cabin, rosieonthehouse.com. If you can't find the resource there that you're looking for, whether it's something in the do-it-yourself article, something we found in the podcast, or a certified contractor to complete whatever project you need at your home, castle, or cabin, we have multiple ways to contact us there. The email address is right there. We've got a contact form, or just call the phone number.
Or if you'd like to get off the desert floor this summer, we have some great staycations coming up. We pick some of our favorite little small towns throughout the city that get you up out of the heat. We have, you can still, left for this year, we have Superior. Then we have Pine Strawberry, Snowflake, Bisbee, Williams. Get your work done and get out of town.
Thank you, Sanderson Vacation, for sponsoring the Rosie on the House Staycation. Only place on the planet you can find it, get it, or win it. Is it Rosie on the House?
13 inches in the last 24 hours on Snowball. Just saying.
Yes.